in 1869, and he attended college. Bethel College, it must have been when it was first founded in McKenzie. I think he took bookkeeping and railroading and some other subjects like that. It's been so long I've forgotten what it was.
That's interesting. Did you go to school here in Bolivar then?
I went to school most of the time here in Bolivar, my high school years. And I went to Union University, Memphis State, West Tennessee Business College, which hasn't been too valuable to me. The education I have with the job that I have.
See.
Of course, I started out in the office and found out there were more possibilities in the, actually the operating end of the thing than there was in the office.
How many years of college did you have?
I had more than three.
I see. And then you went to school?
In Hornsby through junior high, and then graduated from senior high in Bolivar, and took a business course. And then after that, through the years, I have continued with continuing education whenever it was available, from University of Tennessee, Memphis State, and Jackson Community College.
See, and I know this, but I want it on the tape. You were trained in genealogy.
From Jackson State Community College. It was given there as a course. And the outgrowth from a class of 14 was the Midwest Tennessee Genealogical Society, which today has around 500 members. And we do publish a publication, and I served on the editorial board of that publication and contribute articles to it all along since, called Family Findings.
And your role in the county is?
It's county historian.
And would you, I'm not going to ask you all the questions that I have covered with you before, but I would like you to give us a resume of your activities.
Well,
this may seem foolish because we have discussed it,
yes,
but I would like it.
I know why you want it. I have served as regent of Hatchie Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution, and in all the offices, and am now presently serving as regent for this 3-year term. And I belong to several genealogical societies and all the historical societies that Tennessee offers, and Northwest Mississippi, Virginia, and the National Genealogical and Historical Organizations, which figures. And I have enjoyed through the years since its inception the Tuesday Club, and the outgrowth from the Tuesday Club was a library which now graces our city. And I'm very proud of that achievement, because I feel like that all of us that began with that in mind have lived to see it materialize. And let me see, we also have the Association for the Preservation of Tennessee Antiquities chapter in Bolivar, the Bolivar-Hardeman County chapter, and I have held offices in that, and we are restoring the oldest little courthouse, log courthouse, in West Tennessee, and it's one of three still existent in the United States, and we hope to have it as a fine museum one of these days.
Where is that?
It's up on East Market Street.